Look at exercise 5 in your book. Fill in your part of the conversation with a passerby. Tell him you're in rather a difficulty.
Nimo katika shida kidogo.
Shida gani, bibi?
Tell him your car has broken down.
Motokaa imeharibika. O, gari limeharibika.
Pole sana. Kuna pancha?
Tell him it's not a puncture, it's to do with the motor.
Sio pancha, ni shauri ya mota.
Gari liko wapi sasa?
Tell him it's in Makongoro Road, near the church.
Lipo Makongoro Road, karibu na kanisa.
Lipo karibu na gereji ya kaka yangu. Twende huko basi.
How does Alison explain what she thinks is wrong with the motorcycle?
Sio pancha. Nina hakika ni shauri ya mota.
How does Alison explain what she did after leaving the shop?
Baada ya kutoka katika duka, nilijaribu kuwasha, lakini wapi?
How does Asha say, if we knew a place with mechanics, we would go there together?
Tungejua mahali penye mafundi, tungekwenda huko pamoja.
Before we practice the use of sentences like that last one, have a look at section 4 of the grammar explanations. Now, how would you say to someone, if she had a lot of money, she would buy a motorcycle?
Angekuwa na pesa nyingi, angenunua pikipiki.
How would you say, if we knew exactly where he was, we would give him the news?
Tungejua yuko wapi hasa, tungempa habari.
And lastly, how would you say, if anyone at all were to park in that place, he would be fined?
Mtu yoyote angeegesha pale, angetozwa faini.